Yeah, well, so the 2 liter V-Star repeater was still functional, so I actually took some of them home that the club owns. I took one home for a while and sent some of the other club members home with them. And we were actually able to use it as a standalone. The county had canceled the externally matted IP address or whatever that was connected to that, so it lost its connection years prior to the rest of the D-Star system, if it hadn't lost it prior to that. I don't know anybody at the club anymore that knows anything about it. I think barely anybody did to set it up, let alone maintain it. So yeah, all that, whatever 9/11 money that bought all that stuff or whatever. And, you know, no money to maintain any of it. Yeah, I just shut it down. They're still here, mounted in the D-Star rack. There's a UHF and a VHF one here with the controller. They're just powered down, and just replaced it with an analog. I had a couple Motorola radios, mobile radios hooked together for the first year or so. Switched over to analog. And now we actually have a Vertex 7000. Got a spare one sitting here, and got another one in the rack that we're using for our Ithaca repeater. So, same as what's up in Elm for the Elmer repeater, and then we've got another one for a new site we're working on over in Cedar Lake. Yep, we got Vertex 7000, the classic, the good old boys. Yeah, they're great repeaters. They've served us well for many years. KDADAX 73s have a good one. They'll be fixed.